This is Montana Public Radio, and good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with these headlines. The Park County Commission in northern Wyoming has passed a resolution urging the federal government to remove Endangered Species Act protections for the grizzly bear as soon as possible. The resolution approved unanimously last week, urging the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to, quote, move forward with all due haste, close quote, in removing greater Yellowstone area grizzlies from the list of the threatened species. An oil industry company is trying to establish a biological process in which oil-eating bacteria are used to clean up a spill with the help of a Williston, North Dakota-based research center. Rick Reese, founder and CEO of Colorado-based Compliant Resources, calls his method aggressive bioremediation instead of land farming, a similar concept, mainly because it's seen limited success. 4 years after the brutal winter that caused an antelope die-off on a scale that hadn't been seen in decades in Montana, prairie pronghorn are rebounding in the state. Hunters and landowners are reporting more pronghorn observations, and state fish, wildlife, and parks biologists say that's because more fawns and immature bucks are surviving. A woman has been sentenced to at least 5 years in prison in four criminal cases, including one in which she stole a van with a child in the backseat in Billings. Jamie Yates was designated a persistent felony offender, which means she must complete 5 years in prison. The Billings Gazette reports Yates also must pay $11,000 in restitution. Montana wildlife managers are making incremental progress in trying to manage the spread of brucellosis between elk and cattle surrounding Yellowstone National Park. Earlier this month, the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission approved the 2015-2016 Elk Brucellosis Working Plan that outlines actions the agency can take. It's the fourth such plan approved by the commission. This year, the plan would allow landowners to pick a portion of the hunters authorized to remove elk from their property. The Greater Yellowstone area is the last reservoir of brucellosis in the United States. Bison in Yellowstone National Park are also carriers of brucellosis. The Billings Gazette reports that last winter, no cattle tested positive for brucellosis within an area of southwestern Montana that borders Yellowstone. A judge has tentatively agreed to delay the political practices trial against State Representative Art Wittig. The Bozeman Republican is accused of failing to report contributions from the conservative nonprofit Western Tradition Partnership during his 2010 campaign. His attorney, Quentin Rhodes of Missoula, requested the February 22nd trial be rescheduled because he will be lead defense attorney in a homicide trial earlier that month. In the October 20th order, Lewis and Clark District Judge Jeffrey Sherlock in Helena said he'd agreed to a new date in March or April. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that a rescheduling hearing is set for November 6th. Gallatin County had to call out its search and rescue team on the first day of the big game hunting season. A 19-year-old Polson hunter became separated from his hunting party Saturday and called for help at about 7:35 that evening. Using the hunter's description of his location and his phone's GPS data, searchers were able to find him just before midnight. The start of hunting season marks the beginning of the Montana Food Bank Network's statewide Hunters Against Hunger program. Every year, the program helps to feed low-income Montanans across the state with meat donated by hunters. Hunters can donate part or all of any big game they harvest to the Hunters Against Hunger program at no cost by delivering it to the nearest participating meat processor. The Missoulian reports the program accepts big game, including deer, elk, antelope, moose, and wild buffalo. Last year, hunters donated over 38,000 pounds of big game through the Hunters Against Hunger program. The Montana Food Bank Network said meat is an expensive and rare commodity for food distribution locations to have. Thank you very much for listening for Montana Public Radio. I'm Edward O'Brien.